Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. Guess what? It's Friday. It's Friday night here. And you know what? We're talking rings and things, and it's Holly. Look, I'm saying Hollywood. It's a holiday. Holiday is 2016. So, rings and things and the holidays 2016. And you know what? This is such a great topic. I'm going to try to cover a lot of stuff. You know what? By the way, I had a chance to do some shopping earlier today, and they have a lot of great holiday stuff out, right? Who's got their Christmas decorations up yet? I know Thanksgiving is in a few days, and to be quite honest, I'm going to be honest with you, it's been such a crazy, things have been kind of, you know, not necessarily crazy, but things have been kind of just like, you know, so I actually was like, oh my gosh, I miss Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? And I would never miss Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? So it's just one of those things where you know that you have to remember Thanksgiving. It's important because Thanksgiving is all about being thankful, and thank you, God, for every day, you know, blessing us and the listeners. And you know what? I've just been, I'm feeling really blessed this Thanksgiving. It's been a great year, and I'm very thankful that I'm looking to have a wonderful 2017. So you know what? Okay, first of all, I've seen a marshmallow tree, I have this, you know, thing where, I was like, what's new, what's cool for the holidays? A marshmallow tree. Who's seen a marshmallow tree? So they had that out in the store. So it's like a Christmas tree, but it's edible. And it's, you know, table foot size. You can sit it on your table, and actually has like those sticky sugar gummies on it too, and then like the sprinkles on the marshmallow. So it was really cool. I was like, you know what, this is great. So I'm really into like the table foot size Christmas trees this year, and the glittery stuff, you know, the fun glittery stuff. I'm really, really into that this year. I know everyone likes the big tall Christmas trees, and that's really great. Doing the decorations, they have a lot of cute ornaments. I actually seen an ornament out that has this really cute bath stuff in there. What is it called? It's like not bubble bath, but it's like, you know, a body wash. So the ornament is filled with body wash. You can actually hang it on the tree. It was real sensual feeling. You know, I don't want to say sensual, but it was really kind of just, you know, really a really soft, great feeling. So it can add a really great touch to your Christmas tree. So that was cool. And then guess what? I want to do some sort of something, right? You know, with the holidays here. And so we got family parties coming up. I was just advised of that. I was receiving text messages today. It's the ugly sweater party. And I'm like, you know what? Do you really consider any of the sweaters to really be ugly? I don't know. I've checked some of those out, and I'm like, you know what? These are pretty cool. You know, I don't know. So, excuse me. I don't know if I'll be wearing the, I'm not too sure if I'll be wearing the ugly sweater. Let me get some water here, just a second. I have to make sure my palate stays. I'm doing great. I'm good. So, holidays, and you know what, beware of the creepers. We got a lot of creepers out there, you know what I mean, stalkers, creepers, that just came out of nowhere, but you know, it's the holiday season, so we want to make sure that we keep things where they should be, shall I say. I'm getting kind of some feedback on the line. I'm hearing somebody on the other line. You know what? And beware, we got phone hackers. We got people hacking into phones, listening in on conversations. I'm kind of getting some feedback. It's been some issues lately. But you know what? It's Elisa Nicole Live, so we'll keep the show going. I was just making sure we didn't have anybody trying to call in that I wasn't aware about. I was getting some feedback. Okay, so some good stuff for the holidays. Now, what else? Okay, so rings and themes. We're talking rings and themes. And you know what? There's somebody special out there for everyone, right? There's somebody special out there for everybody. And so it's very important for individuals to, of course, you know, when you find your soulmate, when you find the person that's right for you, it's really important to, you know, let that individual know how you feel, right? So I was, you know, rings and things with the holiday time. And the reason why I want to talk about rings and things is because when the holidays come, a lot of times, like, you know what, people pop the question, right? Rings and things, and people pop the question. People pop the question, should you tell him? So, ladies, how many have been in a relationship with guys for, like, years? You know, 5, 4, 10, 5, 4, 6, you know what I mean? Years. So you're in a relationship with someone for, you know, quite a while or, you know, whatever, and it's like, you know what, should you tell? I don't know. Do you tell him? Do you tell him? Do you tell the guy, you know what? This is what I want. This is what I want. So that's a really good question. Do you tell the person whatever it is that you want? I don't know. For me, I think, you know, open communication, and that just comes with being a mature adult. When it comes to being a mature adult, it's very important to let individuals know how you feel, right? So, I don't know. I don't think it's anything wrong with letting the person know, you know what, this is what it is, but also letting the this is what I want. Because when it comes to rings, let's just think about it. You have to wear this ring on your finger for the rest of your life, right? You have to wear this ring on your finger for the rest of your life. So with that being said, you know what, do you tell them how many carrots, you know, what it is you're looking for? You know, I'm a big jokester sometimes, but I do, when it comes to things that I want, I think it's very important to be upfront and let the individual know, you know what, this is what I want. This is what I want. So I did some looking around, and, oh, celebrity rings. Some fabulous celebrity rings out there. So if you happen to have a chance to get out there on social media, hashtag ring celebrity, you know, the stuff that they wear, okay? So with celebrity rings, what I noticed, they have like a special cut usually, right? The cut is usually like that, not always a princess cut, but like this square cut. You know what I mean? And it's nice. The clarity is important, right? Clarity. Let me tell you what your host wants. I was like, you know what, since I'm doing this whole thing and we're running out of time, it's a quick show today, but guess what? Since it's the holidays, we have a surprise show. So I'm coming at you again this weekend. Check me out on Twitter, and we're continuing this. It's part two, people. I want you to enjoy your Friday. I'm thinking 4 carats for me. When that question gets popped, 4 carats, it's a nice size, and it's beautiful. It's very beautiful. But you know what? I'm happy with 2 carats, 1 carat, 2, 3, 4, however many. But 4 carats, it's a nice size. So let's just get started. Let's get our weekend started right there. That's what your host is, Elisa Nicole. I'm at 4 carats. That's what it is. By the way, if you get a chance, make sure you spend some time with the one that you love. Get out there, really do it up, and let's continue this party into the weekend. A lot of fun stuff. I'm your host, Elisa Nicole. Thanks so much for tuning in to Elisa Nicole Live, and let's get this party started.